Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Anthony Lark, who's number two at Spicer Heart. I want to do on the first video to talk about this new partnerships model, or as I've dubbed it, the employed self-employed model. Talk to me.
Right, so there's a background to this. We've Spicer Heart, through Paul Smith, over the last 2-3 years has had its ambitions to cover all of the England and Wales, every postcode. Paul created a strategy called Hub and Spoke, which has been in place now for, as I said, 2-3 years. But what it's evolved into is property centre and partnerships. And when I say evolved, it basically means that we've had a chance to look at the hub and spoke model itself, see where it was generating some success, what lessons have we learned, and how would we new and improve it. We as a business, it's a very traditional business, as most people know. We still have circa 150 branches that are, many of those are our elite branches. And we still very much see that has its place in out there, and are looking to see how we can expand that. But what partnerships does for us is gives us the opportunity to do something a bit different and grow in quite an aggressive way, and bring in a different type of thinking. One of the things that Paul and I looked very closely at was, how do we create something that is great for the customer? How do we create something that is going to be attractive to a different type of employee? And thirdly, how do those two things combine to create us a very profitable model? So we looked at what people were looking for out there. We could see that people were looking for something that maybe gave them greater flexibility. We could see that people were looking for something that still gave them responsibility, but a different work-life balance. And we looked at all of the things that were going on out there in the marketplace with Purple Bricks and Keller Williams and EXP and all the other models. But we landed very much in the place that we wanted this to be an employed model. We wanted to continue to do what we've always done, which is be invested in it, whether that be because of the basic salary or the guarantees or the car or the tech, the lead generation. So we still wanted it to be very much that it was in partnership with somebody, but to give an opportunity for a different type of operating model for people out there that may be looking for something a bit different.
Okay, so let's just say, for argument's sake, you decide that you want to parachute one of these partnerships people into a particular town. What would that look like? I mean, is it a lower basic but a higher percentage of the fee? How does that work?
So we aligned, it was one of the changes that we made, we aligned the basic salaries to be the same as our branch manager basic salaries. So the partnerships still run their own P&L, so the partner is responsible for the P&L, responsible for the costs, but the basic salaries were in line with the branch manager level that we pay in the more traditional model. But it is, from a percentage commission point of view, it's a higher percentage of a commission than a branch manager would get, because the partner is who, albeit they feed into a property centre, the partner is the person that is responsible for that location completely.
So a property centre is where all the admin work gets done? Would that be fair?
So the property centre is a business in its own right, but it will be typically a larger type of business. It will house, therefore, its own sales staff. It's led by an area partner, which was, for us, a new role that we created, quite a senior role within the business. But it does also house the administration and the sales progression that support the partners.
Because we're in the East Midlands at the moment, so I think you've got one in, just opened one a few months ago, or just before lockdown, in Derby, is that correct?
So Derby is one of our property centres. So that is a big unit, so Derby will look after its own business, but coming out of Derby will be the new partnerships as and when we open those up.
And they will be like almost like the satellite towns of Derby?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so if I was a partner, are you looking for people to promote from within or from outside to join you?
Both.
Okay. So let's just say, for argument's sake, a satellite town of Derby's Uttoxeter.
Yep.
Okay. So I don't know if you have an office in Uttoxeter.
No.
Okay. So they will be paid a basic wage of a salary, which at the moment is probably 20, 25 grand. I know it's different around the country.
Sure.
What sort of percentage of the fee would they get?
So there's two aspects of how they get up to 15% of the deal, and it works on a percentage of what they list, a percentage of what they sell, and a percentage again if they get a cross sale of legal or financial services, and they also get a profit share. So they're invested in the profitability of the model as well.
Okay. I mean, the traditional estate agency model is a basic and a value of 5 to 10%. Mm. So it's not hugely great more than 15, but still it's 15 more than 5 or 10, isn't it?
Yep.
So are these partners being paid more than a normal inverted commas valuer who works out of a normal traditional branch?
The salary, the way we've calculated it, the earnings will be very much in line with what a branch manager would get.
All right. So would the valuers would get a similar percentage working out of a branch, but because they are more senior, they get their more recompense in their salary, and on top they get the cream on the cake with the profit share.
Yeah.
Is that right?
So we wanted to make sure that the people we bring into the partnership roles are people that have either got that branch manager experience or demonstrate the capabilities to run a business. There's some very key criteria to it. They have to live in the location that they're going to be the partner of, because we want them to be a face of the community. So there's a number of things we put in place, but from a remuneration point of view, we've wanted to recognise it as being in line with someone at branch level.
And what support are you actually, because there's no actual physical branch there, what support are you giving them to do that?
In terms of
marketing and
so they all get the a budget given to them for what they can spend on marketing. Some of that is the things that we would do centrally that we see as being really important, but then they've also got almost like a shopping list of things they can choose from that they think are right for their marketplace.
All right, so they're not just with a fancy title.
No, they run the business. It's their P&L, and that was really important to us. So, you know, they get to select how they spend the money. They get, you know, as I said, rewarded on the profitability at the end of the year. So we want them thinking about this from a business point of view, not just to go out and list in volume.
Okay. I mean, certain valuers this will be great for, but certain ones won't. Are you giving them guidance and support on how to run their business?
Absolutely. So if it's an external recruit or internal, we created a new role called a partnership director, whose responsibilities are fundamentally about the attraction of new partners, but also the support of them in their first 12 months, so that we help them build their business, set their business up.
Why didn't you go down the self-employed route? Because you could get rid of all your salaries.
Probably, as I said earlier on, because we wanted to be clear that we were invested in it as well. You know, we want to, you know, we have a strong brand in Spicer Heart, whether it be the Heart brand or the other brands that we have. But for us, it was really important that we continue to build on that concept of the Spicer Heart family, and that people could see that we were jointly invested in their business with them. But it did give us the opportunity to cater to those people that are maybe looking for something less structured than a branch model has to be.
Do you think it's the future of a estate agency? I mean, you know, I'm a big fan of the self-employed model. This is almost, you know, it's a halfway house, a compromise, but a good compromise between people who want the satisfaction of still having the safety of a salary, yet still using their entrepreneurial flair to earn more and have ownership.
Absolutely. We spoke to obviously lots of people when we were considering all the options, and we looked at all of the options. And we being the best of both worlds, we speak to most people and ask them why would they be attracted to being self-employed. They tend to talk about flexibility, and they tend to talk about being able to make their own decisions. Okay, but you also speak to people, and one of the things, especially right now, convenient, but security is important to people. And so we felt we could create something where we can get great people, back them with the great technology and marketing that we have, give them the security that they're often looking for, but also give them the benefits of the flexibility and business ownership feeling that they also are looking for.
Maybe in the next video, we could talk about the pros and cons of the self-employed model versus the employed model, and delve even deeper on this.
Sure.
I'll see you on the next one. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Chris.